When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf this Halloween, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up at 9:15, Jim Nantz from CBS Sports will join us. Also, should let you know, before the show is done, there's about an hour left, roughly, we will give away two $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group, and we have two pair of tickets to Metallica's M72 tour.
Ooh.
We will give those away toward the end of the show.
We should do horror movie trivia.
Nice.
I was going to say the movie based on the theme.
Can EB be their lifeline?
I mean, he can be. Sure.
No, you wouldn't want me.
Could be.
You wouldn't want me.
I can't believe you didn't know Chucky.
Let's get into it.
I've heard Chucky.
We'll do an abbreviated Junkies Blitz here, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture as well.
So real quick, I wanted to see where our audience is voting on the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland Made, Super Smooth, Love Throughout the DMV. Do you care to guess? The question was, are you worried about a Commander's letdown against the Giants?
Well, I know earlier you said it was like 50-50.
I'm going to guess 73% not worried. That's
Jason,
my guess.
Do you care to guess?
58% not worried.
I mean, EB actually listens.
Mm-hmm.
Still right around 50-50.
Okay.
49% say that they are worried. Really? 51% not worried.
Right.
Pretty much down the middle. So I actually wanted to bring up this rankings by Cody Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
He ranks the quarterbacks in the NFL every week. I think he does it every week. So this week, just going to start with the bottom. He's got Mason Rudolph 32nd. He's taken over in Tennessee. Andy Dalton 31st. Now he's not even going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew 30th. Daniel Jones 29th. Aaron Rodgers, 28th. So that's the bottom five.
Man, wow.
EB, this is how bad Aaron Rodgers is. Malik Willis is ranked above Aaron Rodgers.
That's crazy.
Jacoby Brissett.
In the small sample size that Willis has played, he's been effective. He's been good.
Jacoby Brissett ranked above Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Jameis Winston ranked above Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
But let's see where one Jaden Daniels is ranked.
I think you're going to have to go way higher on the list.
I'll start at number one. I think it's pretty obvious who's the number one quarterback in the NFL so far this season.
Probably Josh Allen is number one.
He's number two. It's Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson's on pace for over 1,000 yards rushing.
Yep.
He's already up to 19 scores, and he has just two interceptions
on the season.
And now
they add Deontay Johnson to the mix. Mm-hmm. Give him another weapon. Like it.
Josh Allen is two.
Do I play Deontay Johnson? Or are they going to kind of ease him in? Valdez, talk to me.
I think wait a week. I think pump the brakes.
Are they
going to
kind of ease him in?
Yes. They're notorious to do that.
What, easing him in?
Yeah.
Right. So number three is
usually don't throw him to the wolves.
Jaden Daniels. Do you care to guess who's behind? Traditionally, you would have Patrick Mahomes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes isn't, based on him leading the league in interceptions, more interceptions than touchdowns. Mm. So it's Lamar one, Josh Allen two. Who's number three?
Number three on that list.
It's probably hold on. It's not Hurts, probably. Goff?
Jared Goff.
All right. Where's Hurts?
Hurts is way down the list, but number four is really? Jaden Daniels.
Like it.
Do you think Jaden Daniels is already a top five quarterback in the league?
Yes. If he's healthy, yes.
He's not in terms of he's not as prolific passing wise with touchdowns and things like that. But, I mean, I think he's amazing.
But he's going to rush for 1,000 yards.
So that means he's better. He's on. He's
I don't
higher
think
than,
he's on pace for 1,000. He's on pace for like 900.
Okay. 900. He's going to. Whatever he
he'll
passes,
be, he'll be
for,
close.
He's going to pile on another 900 rushing yards and, I don't know, 7 or 8 rushing touchdowns, maybe more.
I mean, I think he's incredible, but I just don't think he's going to put up the kind of numbers to maybe put him in that spot.
If you want
to
chime in, 800.
This Cody Benjamin's list has Jaden Daniels higher, significantly higher than a guy who's won 3 Super Bowls.
Right.
Yes. Well, it's based on the performance this year. I mean,
I know.
I actually think he's got Patrick Mahomes number 10 and kind of he's being kind to Patrick Mahomes based on reputation.
Yeah, I understand it's a weekly power ranking, but that's how well he's played.
800-636-1067. Is Jaden Daniels already a top five quarterback in the league? I know we only have a couple minutes. I mean, based on what he's done, like, see, they've got Joe Burrow 5, just to give you the rest of the picture. Got Joe Burrow 5, Purdy 6, Baker Mayfield, who leads the league in touchdowns, at 7. Now, he's got 8 or 9 interceptions at this point to go with his 21 touchdowns. Herbert cracks the top 10 at 8. Jalen Hurts, who you asked about, was 9, and Mahomes in at 10.
I mean, some of those names, it's hard to think that he's already, like, ahead of
Yeah, I mean, you can't. All right, in the moment, Patrick Mahomes is not a top five quarterback based on what he's done this year, although the team is undefeated.
Right.
They had but Mahomes, Lamar, and Josh Allen, they're top five. I think all of us would put them in the top five.
Wouldn't they also put Burrow?
Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
By the way, he's doing
I mean, Goff's I think playing, he's incredible. But
the way Goff's playing, you got to put him in there.
Yeah. He deserves to be there.
I mean, they're 6-1.
You don't want to put Goff in
there. Jaden's doing this with a really talented Terry McLaurin, and let's be honest, just kind of a motley assortment of guys that are cobbling
players
together as the
role
number
players.
2 and 3 wide receivers.
He doesn't have what Burrow has.
Wait until Adam Peters finds a really good number 2 wideout to pair with Terry McLaurin. Wait until that happens. Wait until Ben Sinnott develops some more and becomes more of a threat at tight end. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think...
You hope.
You hope. Yeah, I mean, like... The other Peters picks have basically hit. I would expect Sinnott to hit at some point, too.
800-636-1067. Is he a top five quarterback already?
Yes. He is.
Have him ranked above Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, I haven't done my own rankings. But
I know, but you kind of have to. It doesn't take long to come up with.
So you've got him higher than Burrow and Mahomes.
Yeah. I had to start a franchise right now, I'd pick him over both of those guys.
You pick him over Mahomes?
You take him over Patrick Mahomes, who's got multiple Super Bowls.
I mean,
would you pick him over?
I think that's
okay,
crazy.
So let's
Mahomes
just see. Hold up.
Play has declined.
Would you pick him over?
It
also
doesn't mean anything.
It has something to do with the surrounding players.
Of course. They went out and spent money on Hollywood Brown. He hasn't played. Xavier Worthy.
His
Worthy's
best receiver is
okay.
out for the year.
Travis Kelce is getting up there in years. He's declining. I mean, we see that. Even though he's had an uptick of late,
he still makes plays, even though statistically they're not comparable to what he did the last few years. He still makes plays to win games late.
Understood.
Would you pick him above Lamar and Josh Allen?
No, that's
okay,
a bridge
so
too far.
Lamar, so that's it.
That's a bridge
no,
too far.
No, because then
that's
you're
it.
Saying he's the best quarterback in the
right.
league.
Not ready to make that statement
you
yet.
You can't say that.
So based on only 2 guys, because you'd pick him above Goff.
Yeah. Generally,
well, yeah,
would.
Because he likes the fact that he runs, which you have to like.
I like the fact that he's going to score 10 rushing touchdowns.
Would you pick him above Joe Burrow?
Yes.
He's your number 3 in the league.
He's my guy.
That's fair.
Joe Burrow's currently number 1 in QBR in the league.
I know, but his team's 2 games under 500.
Well, I mean, can only do so much.
All right, we have to take a break because when we come back, we'll be joined by a legend in the broadcasting game. Perhaps you've heard of him. His name is Jim Nantz, and he works for CBS Sports. He will join us next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.